Edition of the Monty's Men podcast. I'm Chris Lell here in Manassas, Virginia, in the great United States of America. I got co-host Eddie up in Toronto, Canada. How are you, Eddie?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. Free as a bird right now. But I'm doing all right. Yeah. Despite the loss today, I'm doing all right.
There you go. Steve's up in, I'm assuming you're back in Minnesota, right?
Yep, Southern Minnesota right now.
Southern Minnesota, cool. There in the again in the United States. So we're broadcasting right after the match today. Well, not right after. It's been, let's see, about an hour and 40 minutes, I guess, since the match was over. And a lot's happened since then too. I think we all kind of knew that it was coming, according to all the reports. But Sevilla did let Julian Lopetegui go today. After, well, three years and what, eight matches, I think we're into the season. If you count Champions League.
Yeah. 7 match days.
Yeah, 7 matches and then Champions League 3, so 10 matches this year. Not the greatest start, and that's definitely why he's unemployed as of right now. And yeah, I don't know, kind of mixed emotions for me, because I mean, he had some good things, some good times, but also I'm not sad, because it's a new day, and like, and it's kind of like something's been lifted, because we've all been saying since, I don't know, I hung on longer than some, and Eddie, you've kind of been playing, I don't know, both sides, maybe, I don't know, but
I think we all... expecting the worst and hoping for the best, you know?
Yeah, I think we all wanted him to succeed, and we didn't want to be in the situation. Nobody, I'm not going to say nobody, but I didn't want to be in the situation. I would much rather have him, you know, came out and won 6 of 7, and we wouldn't be having this conversation, but that's not how it is, right? And but you know, I am excited about the future. I don't know how much a new manager can make an impact with our current squad of players, but something needed to happen, and a change is gonna do it's gonna at least inspire these players to perform a little bit like what we saw in the second half, I think, and fight for their position and their job. Because a new manager, and if it's who we think it's going to be, he's not going to take any slack or laziness, I don't think. Doesn't seem like that type of manager to me, and we've seen him in the past. You know, thanks for everything, Lopetegui. I mean, truly, there were some great times. You know, 77 points in 2020, 2021, club record. 6 Europa League trophy in 2020, right out of the gate with this club. 220 total points from 121 games in La Liga. So, and he never lost to Betis in the league. So, that's pretty good. He got out at the right time, I guess, because we got them coming up pretty soon. And I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, thanks for everything. Best of luck in the future. I hope you find your way soon, because you are a hell of a manager and done some good things for us. And we appreciate everything you did. And now it's time to move on. But anyway, guys, what do you got to say about the news, Steve? Anything?
I got a lot I could say. Chris, you mentioned that you're not sad that we're moving on from him. I'm kind of in that same situation. I'm sad that the situation got to the point where we needed to move on, but I think the time is right. Well, time's not right. The right time probably would have been last summer, before we got into the situation where we're already underway. But, you know, 2020 hindsight, and we kind of move on from there. I think that he's a good coach. He's a good manager. He didn't get the support that he needed in terms of players to play his style of football. We took some chances on some players that didn't really pan out. And it's unfortunate that he gets the kind of the short end of the stick there. But it's also on him just as much as on the players, because he has shown, I don't know if it's an inability or a disinterest in changing his style of play that he manages to fit the players that he has. He's just tried to kind of put these square pegs into round holes in his system. So something needed to change with either the players that he has or his style of play. And ultimately nothing changed. So it was time to move on. And there's rumors that he'll be going up to England or he'll be going elsewhere. I wish him luck, and I honestly think he can be successful. He's shown that. Like, we've had three consecutive Champions League finishes. We won Europa League, like you mentioned, Chris, right out of the gate. And he's been nothing but class when it comes to how he handles our players. And the players respond well to him, or at least up until this year, they've responded well to him, and they've all spoken highly of him as well. He seems to have a good locker room. So it's unfortunate that we have to move on, but I think the time is right. And I'm hopefully optimistic and excited about whoever and whatever comes next.
Yeah. Eddie, what do you think? What happened, right? Like, I mean, we know, but for those who just maybe not are in tuned as much, you know, what do you think happened over the last two seasons to ultimately end up in the position that Sevilla's in right now?
Perhaps not enough growth. You could see that perhaps in season two, some struggles to perhaps elaborate the way Lopetegui wanted this team to play. I'm not sure what he envisioned, but there's still a lot of the same issues we've seen from season one with Lopetegui and not scoring enough goals, not killing off matches. Thankfully, we still had Koundé and Diego Carlos to marshal that defense, but it's been very mediocre, and we were getting by with that. So we were very fortunate at times, and when things weren't going our way last season, you saw the wheels starting to come off. And perhaps it was a very late reaction to letting him go. Maybe they still had to get a manager in place to replace him, but it feels like it's been coming. I mean, since the start of the year, it's been downhill. We thought right around the Martial signing, we thought things would be very different from then, and it clearly wasn't. And then the summer happened. We thought there'd be an overhaul. There wasn't. Didn't start the season off well. Still didn't let him go even before the international break. You thought, okay, at least you have 2 weeks to prepare if a new coach came in. I guess they gave him one last chance. Maybe they wanted to keep him until the World Cup break. And to be fair, we never really had a bad game against Atletico, but after that game, you could just see as it was evidenced in the previous matches, it's like it's done. Like the relationship has soured, and I mean the energy is not there with the players. You saw them in the second half today against Dortmund that they actually fought, because this is the last 45 minutes with this manager. That was the only reason why. So it's been coming. I'm glad it finally came to an end, because that was needed. There's too many mistakes happening on all fronts, whether it's the manager. With Monchi, perhaps, with the board, there's definitely some decision making that's been troublesome. And I commend Lopetegui on his professionalism. He said he wouldn't be speaking on what happened in the last few months. that he was going to stay professional and you know, finish his job to the best of his ability.
That continued today, too. I mean, he was put in a really tough situation today. All reports were that his job was done even prior to today. So for him to be, you know, have to trot out there knowing that it doesn't matter what really happens today, I'm going to lose my job. Like, that's a tough position to be in. Manuel, you know, a friend of our program here, he said it was almost cruel for Monchi and Castro to make him go out that way. They would have much rather it just, you know, happened on Sunday after the match or Saturday, whenever the Atletico match was. It's far from my memory because it was one of the worst performances I've ever seen in a Sevilla shirt. But, I mean, Lopetegui today walks out after the game. You know, the fans, credit to the fans. Like, they've rode him hard, you know, this year, and they should have. But today they showed class and chanted his name after the match. And you could tell it meant a lot to him. You know, he patted his heart, clapped to the fans, shed some tears, and he went out with class. And that's what, you know, that's what you hope. And that's what he did. After the match, he says, the president and vice president have confirmed that I'm no longer Sevilla manager. It's been three historic, spectacular years with silverware and three consecutive qualifications for Champions League. We haven't started the season very well. And they made the decision that I have to accept, even if it's not to my liking. Simply put, I have to show my gratitude to the people that brought me here, Monchi, the board, my players, everyone, and our fans, because you helped me to achieve what we've achieved, above all, our fans. So just class, you know, right? Very good. So moving on, Lopetegui out, as many fans wanted. And it looks like we got a former man coming back to Sevilla here. One Mr. Jorge Sampaoli, the Argentine, coming back to finish the job.
I don't know what to expect with this. I expect it to be chaotic, knowing that he left his last job, I guess, in the middle of preparation, and I guess his demands were crazy. I'm not too sure what the story was there, but I guess there was a falling out. I don't want to really say he owes this one for how he left last time, but it was kind of in poor taste. He was kind of flirting with the Argentina job, and we kind of knew that was going to happen. So he's got a job here. I mean, fix the defense. That's one. And I'm sure he plays a brand of football that fans really enjoy. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm just hoping it's not as chaotic as the beginning of the season has been, because we don't need any more of that.
Seems like you get a lot with him, a lot of chaos.
Especially on the touchline.
Yeah. He's not afraid to go after somebody. Let's put it that way. It's going to be interesting because, I mean, I looked at the players that he had when he was here at this team in 2016, 2017, earlier today. And there was only two players that were over 30, one player that was 30. And that's really different from what kind of football players he has here. You know, we had players like Ben Yedder and Sarabia. Samri Nasri was here at that time. Konoplyanka. Zonzi, they're holding it down there. We had, you know, the defense was just kind of stacked there with Carrizo and Perea. And Rami was here. Colo and Mercado. I mean, we were stacked in defense then with some good players there. A little thin on fullbacks. We didn't have too much going on They're, you know, on the fullback side. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. Some good performances. I mean, Sarabia had, what, I think 10 goals, 11 assists or something that year, like something crazy. Ben Yedder had 18 goals, I think, total that season. So it's going to be weird. Probably, I don't know. What do you think he's going to, probably a 4-3-3? You think he's going to trot that out? Or I don't know that we have the back line to do a three-back system, right? Like, I don't know. What do you think he's going to do?
With the additions, I'm going to kick the ball over to Steve in a minute. But I think with the additions of Carmona and Kike Salas, he might attempt a three at the back. He's been playing that with Marseille from the few games I've seen. So it might help us as well to get that defense adjusted. Because our midfield is dire as well. So I guess it's better just to have three at the back. Steve, what do you think he's going to do? Do you think we might see something similar to his previous tenure? Or?
I have no idea. We don't have the same quality up front as we did with him back 2016, 2017, 5 years ago now. It's tough to believe it's been 5 years. But so that means that we can't necessarily stack the back like we used to. I mean, he even ran a 5-3-2 in a lot of cases as well. Like he relied heavily on that defense because he had Ben Yedder, he had Sarabia, he had an attack that was efficient that he trusted in. And I don't think he trusts any of the three people that we have on the attack right now. Rightfully so. I mean, they haven't shown that they can be consistent. So I honestly have no idea what we would expect to see on Saturday, on Sunday. When do we play next? I think it's a Saturday game because we play Tuesday again in Dortmund in Germany. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to expect for lineup or either for formation or for who's actually going to be in those spots. I think that we could see pretty drastic changes in the winter, in the January transfer window, and not necessarily drastic changes in a lot of people leaving, a lot of people coming in, but we could be focusing on players and targeting players that aren't necessarily a Lopetegui style player, that could get us a little bit more flexibility with some of the formations that Sampaoli tends to run. But at the same time, you kind of wonder whether or not Lopetegui was holding back some of the players in our attack, just with his, Lopetegui's style of play that doesn't create a whole lot of chances. Like inherently his style of play doesn't, it relies on solid defense and then taking advantage and being clinical with the few chances that you get and just holding onto the ball. Sampaoli is, I don't know. It's safe to say he's probably on the opposite end of that spectrum in terms of playing style and creating chances. So who knows? I mean, we could see Rafa Mir and Nziri and Dolberg just kind of eat this up and you know, we get on their case for missing the three chances that they have each game. But if they have seven or eight chances, like who's to say that they're not going to put one or two in the back of the net each game? We don't know. So all of that is a long-winded way to say that I have no idea what to expect. I don't think he necessarily likes the squad as it is, but he wouldn't come here unless he had some kind of vision for what to do with the squad. So he's got some kind of plan. We just have to see what that is and see how long it takes him to realize that vision and have that begin the pitch. I don't have very high hopes for this next weekend, for probably the next month, just as we get our legs underneath us with the new manager. But I'm excited to see what happens and what comes of it. There's a hope that has been sprung inside of me that is new. I haven't felt that probably this calendar year.
It's going to be a lot of unknowns. I mean, you know, I think we are kind of weak even on the wing position for what he likes to do traditionally. So I don't know. It's going to be weird.
I mean, I will say that he was the coach for the last game that I saw that Sevilla actually played, like live when I was in Sevilla. He was the coach, and we won that game 2-0. So I just choose to believe that every game that we play is going to be a 2-0 win, and he's going to lead us to glory this year.
Very possible.
And that was his first job in Europe when he coached us previously. So
yeah,
I'm sure he's matured since then as a manager. So
yeah,
hopefully there's a little bit more pragmatism and maybe not so naive as he was back then.
Yeah. And I mean, Eddie, you mentioned the circumstances of his departure and how that was kind of shady and it just kind of rubbed a lot of fans the wrong way. But none of that had to do with his the performance that we had on the pitch. Like we had a successful year that year, probably tapered off towards the end a little bit just because his style of play was one that burnt a lot of players out. Just it was a very active style of play. But he wasn't unsuccessful as a manager. He just had an opportunity to move on to the national team and to coach probably the best player in the world. And it was his national team. Like he's Argentinian. Like he went to go coach for his team. And I think that a lot of coaches in that situation would do the same, no matter where they are. Like if he had a chance to do that, that was it. So he's bounced around a lot of places since then. I'm interested to see how long he sticks with us. It sounded like some of the reports were that he wanted the rest of this year and then at a minimum all of next year as well in his contract. We'll see. I hope that he has some kind of stability with us so that we can kind of see what comes of this and what he can make at the players that we have and some of the transactions that are coming. There's a lot up in the air. And right now it's all just speculation. We don't even know if he's going to be the coach. Like he's reportedly got the flight coming over from Brazil tomorrow or tonight, I guess, in Spain. But I don't know. Like it's with transfers. Until you see him at the podium holding the shirt, like you can't count on anything. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens and we'll go from there. One thing we do know is that Lopetegui is out. Somebody will be replacing him. All signs point towards Sampaoli, but until that pen's on the paper, we don't know.
That's a good point. We don't know. But it's all looking towards that. So I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. With this current defensive lineup, it's going to be a hard challenge for anybody coming in. We were really poor at the back. So just a recap, Sevilla lost earlier in the week 2-0 against Atletico Madrid. And then today lost 4-1 against Borussia Dortmund. And just we looked old in the first half. Like those guys are just waiting for us to – they're just waiting to counter and make us look terrible. But anyway, it's a new day. Let's focus on the positives moving forward. Breath of fresh air coming into the locker room. Definitely going to be some folks looking to fight for their positions, and I think that could be a good thing. We've all said it needed to happen earlier. Finally happened, and that's what we need. Sevilla coming up. We got Athletic Bilbao. A very informed Athletic Bilbao. Those Williams brothers are balling right now. And so that's Saturday. And then, as Steve mentioned, we've got a rematch coming up as we travel to Germany and face the, what do they call it? The yellow wall? What is it? The yellow, not the yellow brick wall? I don't know what they call it, but it's a tough place to play. I got to catch a little bit of the match we played in 2010 against Dortmund in the Europa League. It was on Sevilla FC TV earlier, and just watching that game was a lot of fun. I mean, you had Fabiano and Canute and Capel, Navas was there. It's just quality. Romerick, and how you say the guy's name?
Yeah, man.
He scored in that match.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, just fun to watch some of those old matches. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We wanted to hop on and just tell you what's going on in Sevilla land. If you want more information, come over to machismen.com. Lots of folks over there chatting. talking about the future, talking about Lopetegui, some really good insight on potential formations and that sort of thing coming up. And I think it's a good spot. If you want to, you know, check it out, come on over to MontysMen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Lell. Steve, you're on Twitter. It's what, ESS underscore Russ. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. And, of course, you got the Monty's Men Twitter feed there at Monty's Men and the Monty's Men podcast at Monty's Men podcast. So follow us on all those channels. It's going to be an interesting few weeks here before the World Cup. To see what happens in Sevilla land. New day, guys. What do you think? You gonna do it?
Of course. This is Sevilla FC, man. We do this. I mean, maybe a bit late, but yeah, we do this.
It is. I just hope it calms down the Monty, you know, resign the things that we've been hearing on social media. Come on, man. That guy, he's earned his right to stay here as long as he wants, no matter what kind of signings he might make. Come on, it's one bad season. Get out of it. We've been really fortunate lately, guys, as Sevilla fans. Like, we've had it really good for the last little bit, and I think we've kind of lost our way a little bit, and we need to get that back. And, you know, signing young, signing prospects, and that's our DNA. We need to refocus and get back to that, and then strive for glory through that. We want people that's fighting for the badge, and I don't know that we got that at the moment, but that might change with a new manager. So
Montiel's always willing for it. He's always down for a fight.
Yeah, he was on the pitch for like 2 minutes, and he always had a yellow card today. He was ready to go.
He was all over.
He was like all about it. All right, Jordan, I thought, had a pretty decent game today. He had that nifty little flick over to Nesri in the first half, early on in the first half.
Yeah,
just double save, and oh man. I thought he played pretty good. Rakitic, not so much. but anyway, doesn't matter. It's all in the past.
Yeah, in the past.
In the past. We're moving on. I picked this beer out today because it's, I can't figure out. And it's green, so it's fighting with the green screen. But anyway, it's called Time Traveler. I figured that was a perfect beer name for where this team's going. We're going back in time with the new manager. So that's it, guys. MontysMen.com. Thanks for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time. Vamos, mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.
Quien nunca te rindas.
Thanks, Lopetegui.